Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is Absolute Radio.
More music, no repeats. From now until 5.
Every day, zero repeats. Never, not ever.
The no repeat guarantee.
Birds flying high.
I'm Jovi, you give love a bad name. This is Absolute Radio. On the week, in the run-up to Christmas, which of course means a fully festive tea break trivia. And question number one, coming up after this from Snow Patrol Chasing Cars, this is Absolute Radio.
We'll do it all, just forget the world.
Snow Patrol Chasing Cars, kettle on please.
Tea Break Trivia with Leona Graham.
Tea Break Trivia is back, and every song this week is about a Christmas song. And today's question is about the Pretenders' 2,000 Miles. I would like to know, who was 2,000 Miles written for? Text me now on 8 12 15. Who was the song 2,000 Miles written for? Have a guess if you don't know. Could get you half a point. For an interesting or amusing guess, text me now on 8 12 15.
Time with Bush and Richie. More music. No repeats.
The no repeat guarantee.
Absolute Radio.
Bowling for Soup, Girl, All the Bad Guys Want. This is Absolute Radio. Tea Break Trivia about the Pretenders. Who is the song 2,000 Miles written for? Kevin in Epping. Was it written for the Proclaimers? It was not. You can have half a point though. Tim in Sutton Coldfield. Somebody on a journey from Birmingham to Tenerife. No, that was not why, but you can also have half a point. Also, half a point to Harmony, who says, was it Chrissy Hynde's boyfriend who was in America that it was written for? Good guess, but not quite right. Who is the song 2,000 Miles written for? Right answer for Sebastian in Edinburgh, Linda in Bradford, Scott in Inverness. You all get a point. The answer coming up soon. Absolute Radio.
Ooh, yeah.
In Excess, Suicide Blonde. Tea Break Trivia today. Who is the song 2,000 Miles by the Pretenders written for? Now, many people believe the song's title and lyrics refer to two long-distance lovers who miss each other over Christmas. It's actually written for a guy called James Honeyman Scott. He was the group's original guitarist, and he sadly died in 1982, aged just 25. Chrissy Hynde wrote the song in tribute to him. So there is your answer. I shall play you that song next.
Matters.
Tea Break Trivia today, all about this song written by Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders for their original guitarist James Honeyman Scott, who died in 1982. And a new question tomorrow just after 10 on Absolute Radio. It's Spiral Carpets, This Is How It Feels on Absolute Radio. Dave Berry back tomorrow, and you can win a million Nectar points on their game. Five words, 1 million Nectar points. And Nectar have loads of partner brands like Sainsbury's, Argos, eBay, even British Airways. So winning a million points would mean you are sorted for Christmas. Win all this week on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Nectar.
I'm thinking about my doorbell when you're gonna ring it.
This is Absolute Radio. Over on Absolute 80s this month, it is your Christmas party station, and I will sample some of those 80s classics next, and I'll tell you how you can win £155,000 today.
You're listening to Absolute Radio. Leona Graham, the no-repeat guarantee.
Aircheckdownloads.com.